Hockey Day North Dakota returns to Jamestown. JSDC Board approves next round of internship applications. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Getting back to hockey's roots. That's the goal of the annual Hockey Day North Dakota that returns January 21st through the 23rd in Jamestown. Nick Bruns, a board member with Peer Hockey Skills North Dakota, says they wanted to model the event after the extremely popular Hockey Day Minnesota, which brings hundreds of spectators and teams from across the state to watch the sport outside in the elements.
Trying to grow the opportunity to kind of get back to the roots of hockey, playing outdoors in January. It's going to be cold, but the reality is, I mean, that's where hockey, you know, got its birth from. And so needed to be frozen temperatures in order to have ice. And so we want to provide that opportunity for kids to get back outside, play hockey, to just honestly have a blast.
You can read more about the upcoming event at newsdakota.com. The Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation Board of Directors has approved their next round of internship reimbursement program applications. In 2021, the JSDC formed the program to assist employers with providing paid internship opportunities, and with it, retention and possible future employment in Jamestown and Stutzman County. JSDC Business Development Director Corey Shevlin says they had a very successful first year.
We had 16 approved applications that went through that leveraged just under $280,000 in salaries for interns here in Jamestown, which we thought was a fantastic success for the first year.
On Monday, the JSDC board moved to approve three more applications for the intern program while also allocating more funding into the program. Read more again at newsdakota.com. And sheriff's officials say an oil well exploded and caught fire Monday in northwestern North Dakota. There have been no reports of any injuries, and the Divide County Sheriff's Department says the oil storage tank that exploded held about 1,300 barrels of oil northeast of Granora. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.